Hello and welcome to the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, ready to guide you through today's most important stories. NewsRamp.com brings you curated business news from top sources, keeping you informed and ahead of the curve. A quick note before we start. This podcast is created using AI and AI voices, but all the news stories are real, and you can find the complete articles on NewsRamp.com. It's Wednesday morning, December 24th, 2025, and we've got an exciting lineup of local and regional news waiting for you. So whether you're driving, taking a break, or winding down for the day, let's get right into it. Our first story today is
Wallet-Friendly Handyman expands services to include commercial handyman and renovation solutions for Barrie area businesses. Wallet-Friendly Handyman, a trusted provider of residential handyperson services in Barrie and Simcoe County, has expanded to offer commercial handyman and renovation solutions. The new commercial division provides maintenance, office upgrades, retail improvements, and property upkeep with the same quality and affordable pricing. Owner Alexei Veprev stated that the team is ready to meet the needs of businesses with fast response times and code-compliant work. The global commercial handyman market is growing, and Wallet-Friendly Handyman services include maintenance, painting, electrical work, and emergency repairs. All work is backed by insurance and meets safety standards. For businesses in Barrie, Bradford, Collingwood, Orillia, and the GTA, free consultations and quick project starts are available. Learn more at walletfriendlyhandyman.com.
Sierra Wilson and Russell Wilson, through the Why Not You Foundation, support the Atlanta Community Food Bank with $400,000 donation. Sierra Wilson and Russell Wilson, through their Why Not You Foundation, have made a generous donation of $400,000 to the Atlanta Community Food Bank. This contribution will support food distribution efforts across Metro Atlanta and North Georgia, helping to provide nutritious food to partner agencies serving children, families, and seniors in the region. The food bank's president and CEO, Kyle Wade, expressed deep gratitude for this donation, especially during a time of increased need with food insecurity on the rise. The community is encouraged to join in supporting the food bank's mission by making donations of any size to help those struggling with hunger in the area. To learn more about how to get involved, .org.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp local and regional podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7pressrelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.